Hundreds gathered in downtown Montreal last night for a demonstration to oppose the G20 at a time of global financial crisis. As leaders of the G20 met in France, major protests erupted, mainly in the city of Nice. While in Montreal, hundreds gathered on the streets to protest the G20 as a global institution directly linked to the economic policies that have sparked increasing global inequity and protests over the last year. In Montreal, the G20 protests hold particular relevance given the G20 summit last year in Toronto, where hundreds of Montreal activists were targeted and arrested, mainly held in detention centers without access to medical or legal assistance for days. Protests last night in Montreal circled the downtown core, stopping at the Occupy Montreal protest camp, highlighting the broader movement taking cities across the world by storm that stands to question the neoliberal economic policies embodied by institutions like the G20. At the demonstration, I had the opportunity to speak with Tess Tessalona from the International League of People's Struggles, who spoke about the G20's impacts on the working poor in Canada and the Philippines.
Of course, all over the world we are protesting against this criminal behavior that's being done by the G20s, pretending to rescue the world from poverty, but in fact it is the policies that they are making which makes now popularly called 99% the lives of people even worse. Enough is enough, and we need to find a new way to prepare for the future.
You've been listening to a report on the G20 protests on the streets of Montreal, produced for broadcast on CKUT Radio by Stefan Christophe.